Unchanging and eternal. Welcome. This session, in this time, in the readings over the Parsha, is Shoftim. Shoftim is judges. And the particular readings are from Deuteronomy, the middle of 17 through 20 or so. It just talks about the role of the Levites and who a prophet is, and some issues about avenging or reconciling blood from murder, from a manslaughter, and about cities of refuge. Just some of the issues that have to do about warfare and who the elders are, how to reconcile the blood when you don't know who the murderer is in a city, because God says he shall not. The land becomes corrupted by the shedding of innocent blood. And I will revisit that in a little bit. But in the meantime, let's look at Proverbs 24, 21, and 22. Now, all of Israel, you shall hear and fear. I'm saying this, what the Lord, the holy words of God would say. My son, fear you the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin of both of them. The Lord has a lot to say about change, because one of the internal attributes, God says here, and Micah 6, let me make sure I have it, Malachi, 3:6, it says thus, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you. Here God says he doesn't change. That his ordinances, his statutes, his rulings, these are his righteous judgments. That Israel, the Hebrews, when they came out of slavery to the bondage in the house of Pharaoh, the Masons, okay, all you Masons, are you listening? When you come out of the house of bondage out of Egypt, those who worship serpents, God made a nation. He called the people out to make a nation, and a nation is defined by a body of rules. These laws define them. Israel only had 613. That's nothing. 613, and they were divided into four parts, the temple laws, the dietary laws, and then we had the civil laws and the moral laws, which, so it's about four parts, roughly. We don't adhere to the laws of diet, and the temple doesn't exist. We are the temple, so we keep the holy days and the feasts and the seasons according to conscience, but the moral and civil laws are for the governing of a nation, and these are taskmasters to bring people to righteousness. Let's have a look at Psalm 102 here. Let's look a little deeper into this. Psalm 102. In Psalm 102, it says, verse 20, this is the work of the Lord. 19, for he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven. Did the Lord behold the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, oh my God. Take me not away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. Oh, of old, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you shall endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, as a vesture shall you change them, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years shall have no end. And the children of your servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before you. God is unchanging and eternal. And he is that rock, that solid rock of eternity that never grows out. He never grows weary. He never tires. He never faints. He is from everlasting to everlasting. Oops. Let's look at. And Jeremiah 13:23, it says, it's talking about sin, and says, can a sinner change his ways? And it says, can the Ethiopian change his spots? It's a rhetorical question. And of course, we know the answer is no. We're all sinners. We can't change. We're locked in. We all need a redeemer. We all need a DNA change. And God in his mercy gives it to us. Now let's look at Daniel. Daniel, I hope this is right. Okay, Daniel 7:25. Then Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I, verse 26, make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall even be even to the end. I'm going to read the rest of this chapter. Set 27, he delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? Verse 28. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So he is the Lord. He enables us to get prosperity, actually, so that we may keep covenant, which is the next thing, the next place, the next subject is this God's covenants. He's made an eternal covenant. He knows that man is sinful. He knows that men make all kinds of documents and prompts, and they can't keep them. But God sanctifies his name in his people and enables them to not change, to be steadfast with him. Let's look at, and we're looking at the law. So the law never changes. The laws of God, the basic laws, of which there are only 613, that's not very many, probably cut them in half to about 300. Still not very many if you look at any of the law books and other bodies of laws and rulings, in which it says that God, our God, is the Father Creator of all men. He is the righteousness of God, which is from faith to faith, as it is written. It is the just shall live by faith, but the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. So this explains that God, in this chapter of Romans 1, that we have a conscience. God gave every man of a conscience, but when they don't acknowledge God as the Father Creator, it says him, for, verse 20, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. They, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. This is the Egyptians. Idolatry. They worship snakes. They worship the serpent, the feathered serpent, the Mayans and the Aztecs. And they became darkened, and God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator is blessed forever. Amen. Therefore, God had to give them laws when he brought them out of, you know, half men, half bird head gods in Egypt. So, all right, these are the laws, because these are the rules. These are the teachings. These are the taskmasters to show us that your conscience have become dull and foolish, and you need to know right from wrong. You need to have understanding. And as he brought them out of Egypt, he cut a covenant with them in blood. In blood. Now let's go and see what the importance of blood is, because scripture says, of course, Pharaoh had all kinds of blood. He was a murderer. He murdered the firstborn of Egypt. Whenever he was threatened by anyone, he would just murder them. And this is the issue with abortion. But why? Because when there's innocent, unreconciled blood, it defiles the land. And the judgment of God is that you shall be expelled from the land. God changed his mind. He hasn't changed his mind about this. He has not changed his mind. Well, we'll look at the passage in the next segment.